You're listening to Eagle Wings Online Radio, your messianic Christian music alternative.
Like what we do? Share this on your socials and tell everyone.
We hope you get blessed by this narrated sermon podcast from Pastor Chris.
Title: The Fleece and God's Patience with Our Doubts. Topic: Living a Life of Prayer and Obedience. Be still and know God. Be still and know that I am God. I am exalted among the nations. I am exalted in the earth. Psalm 46, 11 TLV. Lord, we come into your presence with gratitude, knowing that you are God. In the busyness of life, we choose to be still before you, acknowledging your sovereignty. We long to dwell in your presence continually, enjoying fellowship with your Holy Spirit. You are holy, and we worship you, trusting that you will guide us through every challenge. Amen. Being still before God is a conscious act of surrender, a choice to cease striving. In a world that glorifies busyness, slowing down to acknowledge God's presence becomes an act of resistance against the pressures of performance. It aligns us with God's peace and opens our hearts to hear His voice more clearly. Being still is not passive but deeply active. It reflects a heart that trusts God fully. Prayer is not just a spiritual practice, it is the heartbeat of our relationship with God. It opens the door to intimacy with the Creator, where we pour out our hearts and receive His love, wisdom, and correction. As the psalmist writes, Adonai is near to all who call on Him, to all who call on Him in truth. Psalm 145:18 TLV. Prayer teaches us dependence on God, reminding us that we are not self-sufficient. It shapes us into the likeness of Christ by reorienting our desires and bringing our will into alignment with God's. While prayer can be filled with words, it also includes moments of silent communion. It is not always about asking, but about listening and being transformed. In quietness and trust is your strength. Isaiah 30:15 TLV. In these moments, we develop a posture of humility, recognizing that God's ways are higher than ours. Isaiah 55:9. Through prayer, we cultivate trust in God's timing, even when answers seem delayed. The plight of the Israelites under the Midianites offers us a powerful picture of the consequences of living apart from God's will. The people of Israel fell into sin and disobedience, leading to 7 years of suffering under the oppressive rule of their enemies. The cycle of rebellion, oppression, repentance, and deliverance is repeated throughout the book of Judges, serving as a reminder of the importance of staying rooted in God's covenant. The Midianite oppression was more than just physical, it affected every aspect of life. Their presence devastated Israel's economy, leaving the land barren and the people hiding in fear. They would encamp against them and destroy the produce of the land, leaving no sustenance in Israel, not even a sheep, ox, or donkey. Judges 6:40 TLV. Similarly, sin in our lives can leave us spiritually barren, cutting us off from the abundant life God intends for us. Yet, God's mercy is ever present. When the people cried out to Him, He responded, as He always does, with grace. God meets us in our weakness. The fact that God chose Gideon, a fearful, hesitant man, to lead Israel's deliverance is a testament to His grace. Gideon was threshing wheat in a winepress, an unusual place to perform such a task, but fear of the Midianites had driven him into hiding. When the angel of the Lord appeared to him, he addressed Gideon, not by his present condition, but by the potential God saw in him. Adonai is with you, O mighty man of valor. Judges 6:12 TLV. This moment teaches us that God does not call us based on our current circumstances or qualifications. He calls us based on His purpose for our lives. When we feel unworthy or ill-equipped, we must remember that it is God who equips those He calls. Not by might nor by power, but by my Ruach, says Adonai Tzvaot, Zechariah 4:6 TLV. Obedience, even in small things, positions us to receive God's blessing. Gideon's first task was to tear down his father's altar to Baal and replace it with an altar to the Lord. Although he carried out the task at night out of fear, he still obeyed. Gideon took 10 men from his servants and did just as Adonai had told him, but since he was too afraid of his father's household and the townspeople to do it by day, he did it at night. Judges 6, 27 TLV. This act of obedience had a ripple effect. It set the stage for Gideon's public role as Israel's deliverer. Similarly, when we obey God in the small things, we prepare ourselves for greater assignments. God often tests our faithfulness in private before entrusting us with public responsibilities. The fleece and God's patience with our doubts. Gideon's request for signs through the fleece is a poignant reminder that even the most faithful believers struggle with doubt. After receiving God's call to deliver Israel, Gideon still sought confirmation, not once but twice. If you are going to save Israel by my hand, as you have said, I am placing a fleece of wool on the threshing floor. Judges chapter 6, chapter 36 to 37 TLV. Gideon asked for a miraculous sign, that the fleece would be wet with dew while the surrounding ground remained dry. When God granted this request, Gideon asked for the opposite condition, and again God graciously complied. Judges 6:39, chapter 40, TLV. This passage reveals the depth of God's patience with us. Gideon's doubt was not a sign of rebellion, but of insecurity. God did not rebuke Gideon for his uncertainty. Instead, he lovingly provided the reassurance Gideon needed to move forward in obedience. In the same way, God meets us where we are, offering grace in our moments of hesitation. While it is essential to cultivate faith that does not rely solely on signs, God's response to Gideon reminds us that he is merciful. Adonai is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, and plentiful in mercy. Psalm 103, 1 to 8, TLV. Our journey of faith is rarely linear. We will have moments of boldness and moments of fear, but God remains faithful through it all. His compassion acknowledges that we are human, prone to falter and question. When we stumble, God does not reject us. Instead, he extends his hand to lift us up, just as Jesus reached out to Peter when he began to sink while walking on water. Matthew 21:31. This gentle yet firm guidance shows that God's love is not dependent on perfect faith, but on his covenantal relationship with us. He knows our frame, that we are but dust, Psalm 103:3-14, and in our most fragile moments, he draws near to strengthen and restore us. God's compassion teaches us that faith is not the absence of struggle, but the choice to persevere with his help. Like Gideon, many of us wrestle with doubts, fearing that we are not enough, too weak, too inexperienced, or too broken to fulfill God's calling. However, Scripture assures us, "My grace is sufficient for you, for power is made perfect in weakness." 2 Corinthians 12, chapter 9, TLV. God's compassion allows us to come to him as we are, without pretense. He is not looking for flawless performance, but for willing hearts. His kindness provides space for growth, inviting us to take small steps of faith, knowing that even in our imperfections, he is working through us. Just as Gideon moved from fear to boldness, we too can grow as we lean into God's compassion, finding the strength to obey despite our weaknesses. Faith is not the absence of doubt, but the decision to trust God despite uncertainty. Jesus taught, "Amen, I tell you, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, nothing will be impossible for you." Matthew 17:20, TLV. This teaches us that even small faith, when placed in a great God, can accomplish extraordinary things. Gideon's faith began with hesitation, but it grew with each act of obedience until he was able to lead Israel to victory. In our own lives, we may face mountains of fear, insecurity, or hardship, but God invites us to bring these challenges to him in faith. Cast your burden on Adonai and he will sustain you. Psalm chapter 55, 23, TLV. Faith compels us to move forward even when the path is unclear, trusting that God will meet us along the way. Praying in alignment with God's will is foundational to a vibrant and effective prayer life. It is not simply about presenting our desires and requests to God, but about discerning His heart and aligning our prayers with His purposes. Jesus Himself modeled this for us in the Garden of Gethsemane when He prayed, "Not my will, but yours be done." Luke chapter 22, 42 TLV. In this moment of profound surrender, Jesus demonstrated the ultimate act of submission to the Father's plan, even when it was difficult. This posture of humility and trust is essential for all believers as we seek to bring our petitions before God. We must remember that prayer is not about bending God's will to fit our desires, but about allowing our desires to be shaped by His will. John 14, 13-14 assures us, "And whatever you ask in my name, that will I do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it." TLV. This promise, however, is not a blank check for any request we make. To pray in Jesus' name means to pray according to His character, His mission, and His will. It means that our prayers must reflect the heart of Christ, seeking to glorify the Father, advance His kingdom, and align with His purposes in our lives. When our prayers are rooted in Scripture and guided by the Holy Spirit, we can have confidence that we are praying in harmony with God's will. As we grow in our relationship with God, our desires begin to reflect His desires, and we find that our prayers become more about seeking His kingdom and righteousness than about fulfilling our own personal wants. This process of aligning our hearts with God's will is transformative and deepens our trust in Him, knowing that His plans are always for our good and His glory, Romans chapter 8, 2-28 TLV. Praying in alignment with God's will also requires that we cultivate a listening spirit. Prayer is not just about talking to God, but also about listening for His direction. As we bring our request to Him, we must also take time to pause and hear what He is saying. This is where the role of Scripture becomes vital. "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." Psalm 19, chapter 19, 105 TLV. God's word provides clarity and guidance, helping us understand His will for specific situations in our lives. The more we saturate our minds with Scripture, the more our prayers will naturally align with His will, because we will be praying in accordance with the truths of His word. As we meditate on Scripture, the Holy Spirit will illuminate passages that apply to our circumstances, leading us to pray with greater precision and faith. Another key aspect of praying in alignment with God's will is trusting in His timing and sovereignty. Sometimes we may pray fervently for something that seems good and right in our eyes, but God, in His infinite wisdom, may have different plans. Proverbs 19:21 reminds us, "Many are the plans in a man's heart, but the counsel of Adonai will stand." TLV. When we pray according to God's will, we must be willing to submit to His timing and trust that His plans are perfect, even if they don't align with our immediate expectations. This can be challenging, especially when we are praying for breakthrough in difficult situations, healing for loved ones, or deliverance from trials. Yet, we can rest in the assurance that God's ways are higher than our ways, Isaiah 55:9 TLV, and His purposes are always redemptive. Waiting on God requires patience and faith, knowing that He is working all things together for our good, even when the answers to our prayers seem delayed. Praying in alignment with God's will also invites us to engage in intercessory prayer for others. When we intercede for our family, friends, and even those we may not know personally, we are aligning ourselves with God's desire for all people to come to the knowledge of Him, 1 Timothy chapter 2, 4 TLV. Intercessory prayer reflects the heart of God, who is constantly at work to redeem and restore the world. As we pray for others, we are partnering with God in His mission to bring healing, salvation, and transformation to those around us. By aligning our prayers with God's will for the lives of others, we can pray with boldness and confidence, knowing that we are asking for things that are close to His heart. This type of prayer moves beyond self-centered petitions and taps into the broader purposes of God's kingdom. Ultimately, praying in alignment with God's will brings peace to our hearts. When we align our prayers with God's purposes, we are released from the pressure of trying to control outcomes. We recognize that God is sovereign and that His plans will prevail. This allows us to approach prayer with a sense of rest, knowing that we are cooperating with the loving Father who knows what is best for us. Philippians chapter 4, chapter 7 encourages us, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. And the shalom of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Messiah Yeshua," TLV. This peace comes from knowing that, whether the answer is yes, no, or wait, God is working for our good, and we can trust Him fully. Faith and prayer go hand in hand. Just as prayer connects us to God, obedience positions us to receive His promises. Romans 10:17 reminds us, "So faith comes from hearing, or hearing by the word of Messiah," TLV. As we immerse ourselves in Scripture, we grow in faith and develop the courage to follow God's leading. Living a life of faith means staying attentive to God's voice and responding in obedience, even when the path is uncertain. Trust in Adonai with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. Proverbs 3-5 TLV. Each step of obedience builds our faith, allowing us to experience God's faithfulness more deeply. Embracing God's call with faith. Gideon's story teaches us that God calls ordinary people to do extraordinary things. He meets us in our fears, reassures us in our doubts, and empowers us to act in faith. As we align our lives with His will, we discover that His plans for us are good. Faith is not about never having doubts. It is about trusting God enough to act in obedience despite our doubts. Like Gideon, we may begin with small steps, but each step draws us closer to God's purpose for our lives. Prayer is the foundation of a life aligned with God. It connects us to His power and prepares us to walk in obedience. When we pray in faith, we invite God's presence into our circumstances, knowing that His strength is made perfect in our weakness. God calls each of us to be mighty warriors of faith. Though we may feel unqualified, His Spirit empowers us to accomplish His purposes. As we step out in faith, we reflect His glory and become vessels of His love to a world in need. Let us commit to a life of faith, prayer, and obedience, trusting that God is working in and through us. May our lives reflect His grace, and may our prayers rise like incense before His throne, bringing glory to His name. Amen.
Be sure to share the podcast on your favorite social media channels.